Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
finally the time has come.
Another sick mix.
Yo, I heard it was hard to find good health these days, so I took it upon myself to tell the Father, if he sent me, I'd go. You feel me? Me. You know the hustle never slow down. Nah. Got a lot of work to do, so yeah, it's about to go down. Seize the optical and reach the block and tell him Jesus he the rock. And please believe that it's enough of him to go round.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Cause it's a lot of folk who fail to see the eater brings the peace. Without him, that is how we fail to be. Cool. Anything he called us to become, to glorify the Son. A great relationship's the only way you're gonna excel to me.
Hey, that's real.
So it's imperative if you know the way, so you can learn the ins and outs about the faith and know the praise.
Yeah.
About every single decision that you encounter, you need to be led by his spirit. Cause cutter, you can go today.
I ain't lying.
And I ain't just talking, I follow after the Lord. But your boy ain't stalking. See a lot of people yapping, but they speech it like the action. So I probably won't relax until I see the lame smoke.
Yeah.
You
living with your spit and then you know that word. Always be about his business and you're ready to serve. You never hesitate to holler about the knowledge you know. Show your faith and tell the Father, send me, I'll go. When you in the four walls, take the message you heard. Next to Jesus to them cutties who be out on the curb. Cause the world dying out, but if you want it to grow, show your faith and tell the Father, send me, I'll go.
Okay, now this business here is serious. You gotta live in such a way to make the lost curious. They looking for a way out, so when you invite them in, but they stay out, it's enough to make you wanna go delirious.
I'm losing my mind,
cause I'm like, I got the answer. We made to serve him only, not living like freelancers. I'm stalling, mess around and miss your calling. Think you balling as a singer, but really was created to be a dancer. My point is, how you know what you supposed to do? If you like fellowship and don't keep his teachers close to you. Once you had his word up in your heart, nothing can tear you two apart. And ain't nothing like when the spirit taking over
Holy
you.
Holy Ghost take
and I mean that, cutter. You get optimistic, see beauty in things that's ugly. You have a different view, and I don't know what you've been through, but I know it's true. You take a dip and come up fresh like Dougie.
Living with your fit, and you know that word. I'm always be about his business, and you're ready to serve. You never hesitate to holler about the knowledge you know. Show your faith and tell the Father, send me, I'll go. You win the four walls, take the message you heard. Next will be the two gutty, you'll be out of the curve. Cause the world dying out, but if you want it to grow, then show your faith and tell the Father, send me, I'll
go. Real skinny. Loud color tennis, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I wrote a foreign, at least I'm looking spiffy. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, but what you know about us. And we ain't gotta follow, then we took another route. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro, open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your in slow. I tried to tell them we was coming, y'all let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmick, spirit in my lyrics. Know when people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we goin' so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some close-minded geeky. Like we ain't heard of Mark, Block, and Nietzsche. Believe me.
Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, diddy dumb.
But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us.
6 2 2 plus gon' add it up.
Math on some track, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, Samoan, but I'm padded up. I know this blow your mind, and I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, I'm about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done, trying to beat you, it don't fit, misfit. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying, get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick like this is it, but it's just gibberish. I say I'm interesting, they say you're differing. Oh, you gon' know even if you don't let us in.
They don't know about us, they don't know about us. They don't know about us, they don't know about us. They don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, diddy dumb.
But they gon' know, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us, they gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us, they gon' know about us.
Ghost mind, I don't need drugs, got the most high, Holy Ghost writer, to compose rhymes, sin got us flying, got a cloud on our mind, I'm illuminated, opening my eyes, now the spirit showing me the word, it's alive, I was so low, now I'm so high, regenerated mind telling me that I'm alive, and it's working, I'm so certain, confident he created me so on purpose, somewhere in between the jeans that y'all jerking, and the khakis that gangsters working, no purpose, service, so worth. I catch real contact when I'm working. Ha ha, from the trouble, ain't face up. I'm trying to see the sun, that's why I got my face up.
I'm a brand new love, face.
me. And I promise I do the things that my pen say. God sensei, I'm in the go show. I'm cranked up like I'm popping no dough. No dough, homie, don't sleep. World full of them sheep with a sharp teeth. Don't start me on that lighter fluid, fire brewing. See me shining from a mile or two. Too subtly, can't even muffle me. Moses off the mountaintop, you better cover me. Try to smother me, I crank it up the mo. Love, joy, peace, that's what I'm begging on. Turned up, no, I can't stop. This is rock music, yeah, I rock the ride. I don't need a bug, I don't need a shot.
Cause I want this spot, but I don't want what it costs, cause it costs a lot. See the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want to be in the world and then lose my soul. It's young swag on tune with the car. Pushing for the streets, what's a goon to a goon? I better question for a Millie Corey. One white line, what's a goon to my G? Me, God, Jehovah, Shalom. When I rob my sock down, I'm never alone. I'm a socket, something like Triple E, Jay-Z, the McPhee, Cassidy, the Swiss.
And if it is about me,
now tell a DJ, please don't break it off. Make second bad, breathe stretch, shake it off. No, we not break it off, we don't tell you to take it off. Compromise? No, we here to take it off.
I'm deep in the booth, man, I'm speaking the truth. Might as well be poison feeding the youth. The man that I was, man, I no longer is. I've been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live.
It's him hating on the world, cause I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs, cause it costs a lot. See the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want to gain the world. What this life could bring. I live my life like a righteous king. You can keep the bling, I don't need the ice. You can keep them things, I just need the Christ. I let you do you, yes, so let me do me. Why you all in my grill, you supposed to be a G. If it ain't about Jesus, I don't wanna hear it. Like gay dudes in the church, I don't wanna name it. The problem is not the homosexual. So why the pressure? The problem is the homosexual. Why does it
I'm a pro, it works me, go with it. I'm a pro, but you don't praise her. I'm singer.
Look, I'm like ink so fresh, I can smear it. Just on my name, I already feel it. It's like a bullseye on my head that I'm wearing, but it's not a bull snapback cap that I'm talking about. Walking out my face, live from that New York City, living where it ain't pretty, Wash Heights, where they puff haze, play music all night. That's why your boy came, so we can show him Christ. Y'all don't get it, I've been saved, living for a thing. Switch the name, used to go by C-Light, but then I put it in the grave, cause I'm stepping off stage, still the same dude living what I say up on that mic. Cap and gown, graduated now, 23 and I'm in a new season. Wow, this is crazy, got it so amazing. Even using all that pain, he allowed to straighten me, chiseling. Every little thing of me that isn't him, and sin is still wacker than it's ever been. Jesus coming back again, when he does all that, oh, I used to go to church stuff is irrelevant. Following Christ ain't a one-time event, it's a lifestyle, not what you use for your girlfriend. So there it is, hope y'all listening. Yeah, the same mission, but the team look different.
Don't believe a lie, you're living in a world that's passing by, and all the pretty things that you thought would fly, you can't take them with you when you die.
But now out of my window, I can see the Apollo. I change cities, still people remain hollow. Everybody tweet, but they don't know who to follow. Watch me kick it, salvation minus crucifixion. You got a better chance at the lotto with no ticket. That's horrific, round for Jesus but flow wicked. You hear the truth, don't wanna do it like those dishes. New slash, new trash in the media. All them old lies, watch what they feed ya. If it's no good, throw it up like bulimia. If it's no good, throw it up like graffiti, huh? So think fast, Ramadan, Autobahn. Girlies wanna move fast, tryna use their body wrong. They getting naughty, but you know it's probably cause they want that attention, cause they father gone.
Don't believe a lie,
we're
living in a world that's passing by, and all the pretty things that you thought would fly, you can't take them with you when you die.
Alive in a new way, breathe life on my tribones, pump red blood in my blue veins, living out of my suitcase, now I know I'm in a new way, heard about him in HD, but now I sing him in Blu-ray, yeah, drinking from the living well, never said I'm rich, but I'm living well, yeah, cause I got that thirst and I got that bread, that's life, the dinner bell, yeah, tell him welcome to the good life, couple days, not a good night. Off death row, shook night. Future, look right.
You can do it for you. If you did it for one, you can do it for two. You can take a word to come back. I'll tell you the truth. If you did it for me, he can do it for you. Know that he can do it for you.
Tell him welcome to the highlight. God doing big things when he's got right. If you want to see his highlight, just take a look into my life. Yeah, I'm a walking miracle. Trying to go where the spirit go. Got a brand new suit and a fresh black tie. Say I walk into my burial. Like to tell all my supporters high. You part of the reason that I'm mortified. And you part of the reason that I'm fortified. Let a smile when I look into my daughter's eyes. Keep praying that I choose life. I can make a mess like a food fight. But he can turn death into new life. That's why me and you slide.
It's more like whatever you wanna do type dance. Call it what you wanted, I just wanna see your hand. Back in the day, it used to be the Roger Rabbit. Or we used to break a neck just doing the wop. You know, cooling on the block, double dutch and hopscotch. Get some quarter water soup, chillin' at a spot. I let the beat knock, sir,
Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am cause I'm down with Christ. Dog shot a new nation, and we still alright. Well, alright.
Listening in right now. We thank God for Nadine Rukatsi. see. Yes, I thank God. I'm telling you right now, I want to do a belated birthday song because it was her birthday. And I didn't, you know, at that time, I didn't get a chance to sing happy birthday to her. So I just want to sing happy birthday to our sister right now. If I'm not mistaken, I believe her birthday was yesterday. If I'm not mistaken, my son's birthday was yesterday. He turned 20 years old. I thank God for him. And my mother's birthday will be coming up this Wednesday. She will be looking at 70 years. So I just thank God for his many blessings. So this is for everybody, including my sister Nadine, birthday, okay? And so right now we want to go to that right now. So, but before we go to that, let me see. It was something that I was looking for that I'm trying to look for right now. But before I say what I want to say to our sister here and singing the happy birthday, I want to go ahead and, like I said, say something. But I just thank God for all of you that are listening in. And I want to give a shout out to Skits 1 and 2. Yes, I thank God for Skits 1 and 2. So, in saying that, we want to give a shout out to my sister, Nadine Rukasi, right now. Sister, y'all going to hear a song also today by Skits 1 and 2. They did a great song called Queen Nadine. And I'm going to tell you something. When I heard the song, it brought tears to my eyes because I said to myself, definitely, she is a queen. She is an awesome woman of God, I'm telling you, who is making a difference in the kingdom. Now, she's probably crying right now, listening in, shedding tears. But, sis, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, seriously. We thank God for our sister because she has been a blessing not only to me as family, but a blessing to the ministry. And what I mean by that is because she loves to, she will promote things, you know what I'm saying, that's of God. She's a pusher, you know what I'm saying. She looks out and she has a heart of love, and she has definitely showed that heart of love to me. Believe it, I'm serious. She has showed that love to me, and I just thank God for her life. Nadine, you are a blessing. Seriously, she has introduced me to a great group who you're going to hear in a minute after the birthday song. We're going to go straight into Skits 1 and 2 because they have some great music that is really rocking the roots, seriously, everywhere around the world. And so they did a great song called To Her, in honor of her, seriously, and it's a beautiful song. And I want to play that first, and then after that, we're going to hear a couple of more songs by Skits 1 and 2. So after you hear the song called Queen Nadine, right after that, you're going to hear Skits 1 and 2. You're going to hear their other songs, too, as well. But I thank God. They wrote a true song, and sister, it is true. We thank God. We love you. You are a blessing. Always remember that. You are a blessing. So I'm going to sing what I normally do, the birthday song. And then after that, we're going to let the song, the birthday song of Stevie Wonder. Y'all know I play that sometimes on the air. And Stevie Wonder is going to be saying happy birthday with a song to everybody that's listening all over the world, including our sister Nadine. So I'm going to sing the song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Nadine. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless 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 you. Happy birthday, Nadine Rukasi, and everybody that's have birthdays on today or was a few days ago, even in this month period, we want to say happy birthday. We love you very much. Now, this song here is Stevie Wonder, and this is one of his birthday songs. A lot of you, I'm quite sure, all over the world have heard it many, many times. And I want to play this in honor of my sister Nadine, and not only just her, but everybody around the world that has birthdays. And right after that, the next voices you will hear is our family there in Nigeria, Skits 1 and 2. And you will hear a great song that they're going to sing to our sister called Queen Nadine. And right after that, we're going to bang and rock a couple of songs of theirs. And then right after them, we have more songs to come. We have Christ Mob. We have Spencer Church Boy on today. We have music coming from Winter featuring Sam Jams and PD. We have Hymn Culture. We also have MOG featuring Cam Leash. Also, we have, who else? I'm trying to see who else we have here. We have Adam Hill. And also, I'm trying to think who else. I can't think of just everybody right off that we have. We have Joe Bob featuring Mike. It's just so many, you know, so many artists we're going to try to get to on today. We're really going to try to get into today. And it's going to be more and more artists around the world. So we're just going to say keep it locked. That's all I can tell you. Keep it locked. You will enjoy the Jamming It for Jesus Monday right here live on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel On Deck. So right now, here we go. Happy birthday, Nadine, and everybody else. Stevie Wonder, happy birthday song.
Thank you. angel like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. Everyone knows that your smile is cool. You've got a lovely tender heart in you. You are the body working mightily in you. You never get vexed, you never get offended. I can't deny, I can see the loving in your eyes. This is the one where Jesus Christ emphasized. The righteous woman, you surely must arise. I can't deny, I can see the loving in your eyes. This is the one where Jesus Christ emphasized. A righteous woman, you surely must arise, right? Oh no, Queen Nadine, I've never seen a lovely daughter like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. What is true? I see you standing. And what is true? I see you standing. And what is true? I see you walking. And what is true? I see you walking. If I catch you, man, it surely was alright. Hey, and what is true? Seen a lovely daughter like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you. Oh no, Queen Nadine, I've never seen a lovely daughter like you. You, you, you. I've never seen a lovely angel like you.
Yeah. Yes,
All right, I had to interrupt right quick and say, hey, Skits 1 and 2, y'all got it going on, brothers. I'm telling you, your sister here in Detroit loves you very, very much. And I'm telling you, I thank God for you all as well, because y'all have a heart for the ministry of God. What you are called into, what God has put down in you, you have definitely been doing the work of God. And I just thank God for your life. I'm telling you, so Skits 1 and 2, God bless y'all. God bless you. God bless you. And that song that you wrote for our sister Nadine is true from the beginning to the end. And I'm telling you, and once again, we thank God for you, Sister Nadine. I love you very much. And I know one day we're going to meet face to face. Like I always say, either I come there or you be here, but I know God will do it. I know he will do it. So once again, y'all, we just want to say God bless, and that we love our brother Skits 1 and 2 and our sister Nadine. And so next, we have a dear brother that's, you know, in Louisiana, and we thank God for him. His name is Spencer Churchboy, and I'm telling you, we thank God for his life as well. We thank the Lord. And we want to give a shout-out to you as well, Spencer Churchboy, you and your family. God bless you. And I'm telling y'all, he got some songs here that's rocking right now. And so we're going to hear a couple of songs by him. And then right after that, like I said, just keep it locked. We're going to keep it on going. We're going to have Winter next after Churchboy. We're going to have Winter featuring Sam Jams and PD. And then right after him, we're just going to keep it on going with artists around the world. We pray that you will be blessed by this program on today. We will be back in a little while.
Truth, it's really about me. Show my people the truth. Yeah. Used to ride through them red lights, Dougie. Fade flight, and it's the fast life. Get my scheme on, looking for a cheap price, so I can lean on them, let them know who paper right. I'm trying to stack money, trying to spend these, trying to hide a mill in the wall, overseas. You can do you, the attitude will do me. Selfish with the flow, couldn't tell them who the guard be. Lifestyle animal, kill a whole scenery. Humble in the streets, paid homage to the OGs. Knew Christ was, but wasn't really for the church scene. Suit and tie, church shoes, nah, that just wasn't me. Never seen Jesus in it, plus my heart is real weak. To the short skirts, the dresses above the knee. Yeah, things I used to die for, living life for. Now I'm praying every night I make it to the top floor.
Yeah. Die young, but I know I gotta die one day. Oh Lord, when that day come, I know heaven is where I'll stay. I ain't on this back down.
Yeah, sitting looking at the window pane, heart heavy, my people dying to live the game. My closest homie took more shots than Big and Pac, man. Fatal casualty dead on the same block, man. He was raised there, homie, he was made there. Learned to hustle young, and he died young, right there. I was right there, thugging on the same corner. Sold the same drugs, going from the same donors. We was AY, something like AY. Ready to fight anybody trying to take guys. Ready to die, take a bullet like AY. And he did, now I'm thinking about the kids. Mother, man, ain't no more loving them. He dead and gone, he can't kiss them, he can't hug them. And it's crazy, cause Christ was the last discussion between me and him, and heaven was the main topic.
I don't wanna die young, but I know.
Trap is a maze, death in the hood, they stuck in the game. Slave to the drugs, slave to them dames. Money, respect, power and fame. A die for the set, a kill for the name. Live with regrets, and a do of the game. Faking the smile, but it's hard to pretend. That without Christ, man, me and you will never win.
Die young, but I know.
Transformational, no missing. This sensational feeling, had he given to me.
don't have to lie,
nope.
And I don't need to cheat.
Now,
so Satan be beneath, get me behind. This is a new creature of a different mind. So again to my almighty, I say hallelujah. That joy, that love, that hope, that peace, that stuff that flows right through ya. This is a holy movement, so we gotta move. My rock, my Lord, my God, my sword, my shield, don't get confused.
My rock, my Lord, my God, my sword, my shield, when time is on. My rod, my staff, my soul, my fire, my desire, when this world is so cold.
Church boy, and we thank God for him on tonight. I'm telling you, it's just a blessing. Just a blessing. We thank God for just that moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, we got a great program on tonight. I'm saying tonight, it's evening, but, you know, I'm still saying tonight. Where a lot of y'all at is nighttime, for real. So, I'm excited, y'all, about what God is doing and how he's moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I'm saying the same thing. I'm repeating it again. I am so excited. I'm telling you, we thank God for what he is doing. And so God is just great, and he's worthy to be praised. And so we just thank the Lord. Once again, we want to just say to those that are just now listening in, you're listening in to Jamming It for Jesus Monday Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. I'm telling you, and we just thank God. We have another brother that is awesome. I'm telling you, I'm just so very great to know him. Seriously, you know. It's just something. I'm laughing because God is just, you know, God know what he's doing around the world, you know. And so we just thank God for divine, I'm going to say divine connections, because, you know, God has just been doing that, divine connections all over the world. And I'm just so excited to introduce y'all. Y'all hear a lot of his music and mixes on this show. And we thank God for our brother all the way in Dallas, Texas. I'm telling you, we thank God. I know a lot of people there in Dallas, Texas. But we thank God for him. I'm telling you. And we thank God for our sister. I want to give Audrey Jones a shout out because she's a blessing also. To the nations as well. And we just thank God. And so I'm going to click our brother on because I want him to reintroduce himself to y'all and then tell you a little bit about what he does, you know, on his shows and what his show name, you know, give us a little information. And then after that, we'll have him, you know, say a word of encouragement or however the Lord lead him. And then I want to play a little of his music so y'all can hear, because y'all always hear me talk about Terry Price and his shows and just really talking, but you're going to hear from him yourself. And I know Africa, y'all love him. Y'all been sending some messages, sure enough, about how you are blessed by this man of God's music, his ministry, period. So we're going to click him on right now. Let's see. Let me get it clicked on. And we're going to let him reintroduce himself. God bless you, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am good. I feel like screaming.
Hey, I'm not a rock star now.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so funny because I know I was supposed to came on this morning. But I did something, you know, it just seemed like it's just always been busy, things be happening. And I just so happened to just came on at the spur of a moment, and I saw you online, and I was like, you know what, he ain't getting away this time. I'm finna see about him calling in. So,
That's good.
I thank God for you, brother. I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and just tell the world what you do, what, you know, your ministry and the radio and all that. Just, you know, go as you want to go, and we're going to play your song right after that.
Okay, well, my name is Terry Price. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, born and raised. I moved to Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And for the last few years, I've been really focusing on edifying our people with the word of God. I feel like it's a need studying and learning. So can you hear me right? Because my phone is echoing. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Oh, okay, then. I just wanted to make sure I kept hearing some echoing or something in the background.
Okay.
Just to kind of just elaborate a little bit about me. I was a young man that really just didn't take living for God serious. And I'm pretty sure a whole lot of us did that growing up in church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Growing up, you know, I grew up in a bad environment. I grew up in a dysfunctional family. I grew up at a time when my mother and father was fighting all the time, constantly. I was almost molested when I was a little kid coming up.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a blue-collar family. Don't get me wrong. My mother's an ex-veteran of the military, of the Army. My dad, you know, he worked on aircraft. So for some reason or another, drugs crept in the picture. And when drugs became involved, then that's when my mother and father kind of went down the hill. So I basically had ups and downs in my life. I remember April 17, 1994, I went to church and I heard the preacher preach. And I feel in my heart that message at that time was for me, because when he did altar call, I went down and I told the man of God at that time, I said, I would like to give my life over to Jesus Christ. And ever since April the 17th, 1994, my life has not been the same. So that's a good that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I do have a show called The Terry Price Show that comes on every Tuesday from 12 noon to 2 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on dfwiradio.com. So people can go to that website and tune in and listen in. And if you missed the show, you can go to 3ws.spreaker.com and you can listen to the archives of the show. I'm telling you, my show, people call it controversial. I don't call it controversial. I just think that I talk for the masses of people that are afraid to talk about certain issues.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of losing friends, or they, you know, they might lose their job. So I talk on things that people don't normally talk on, and I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else, but we just, the whole purpose of that is we try to point out serious issues that's going on, not just with the church, but what's going on in with the world. And what we do is we take scriptures to apply to what's going on to help people have a better understanding of the Word of God so they, it can help them deal with their everyday living and everyday life. And that's basically what we do. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm just a simple person that believes in the Word of God to the fullest, and I just believe in edifying and educating my people with the Word of God. So I just leave it like that.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, you know what? This is so funny to me because I can't really remember how we met. You know, it seemed like the connections with the people around the world is so divine that at the time that I meet or talk to a person, you know, I can remember. Right. But it's like as times go on, you're so used to the person and you feel like you are really blood family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That you sometimes kind of forget. Like, you be thinking, like, man, I've been knowing this person for this amount of time or this amount of time, and it feels like a lifetime. And people may say, well, how did you meet this person? And you look and laugh like, you know what, I can't remember.
Right. You know what, I don't even know myself. I'm always, every now and then, I'm searching, and, I you know, I might have sent a request. I might have responded to a comment, and, you know, we just connected, you know.
Yeah, we did, and it was like I listened to your music, and I heard it, and I'm telling you, I loved it, and I just said, hey, I'm going to look him up, which I did, and I believe I left you a message and everything, and then after that, it just went from there. And then as I was playing your music, because a lot of people that know about this show, the shows, Africa is a huge part of this radio.
I praise God for that.
But he is I don't know how this happened, but Africa has been a huge part of this ministry. I want to say 5-6 years now. We've been connected. It's real heavy. A lot of the African, a lot of the ministries here in Detroit, I am connected to, and I do fellowship. I go to the churches and, you know, and everything. And then I have a lot of the African artists that come in from different states and world, and we get together and we have concerts and different things, and I just thank God for that. And as well as other nations, there are, you know, the UK, you have Jamaica, and, you know, Mexico and Brazil, Australia, there's a whole lot of countries that are a part of this, but it's like Africa is at the top. And when I play your music, I was like, wow, you know, the feedback from Africa. I mean, it was others in different parts of the world, but it was like Africa. Different DJs were asking me, who is this man? You know, who is this brother? Where he stay at? You know, where is his music at? And, you know, they just asked questions how they loved it. And so I started praying because a lot of the DJs, you know, I don't even know how it began, how this program even turned the way it did, but it went so fast to where a lot of the DJs all over the world, I'm starting to play their music as my intros now. You know, a lot of people now when they tune in, they hear, you know, different mixes from DJs in Kenya, you know, in Nigeria, even in the different states here. So I come on because I feel like y'all as DJs and radio hosts, you know, as well, y'all need to be exposed. You need to be promoted. People need to hear on who is these DJs because, you know, people out in the circular, you know what I'm saying, they play their stuff, and you always hearing about DJ this and DJ that and DJ that.
Right.
But I think about what about in Christ, you know, how about the DJs there? Let's see what it's all about here with the American DJs, the African DJs, the Filipino DJs. I even play gospel mixes from brothers in, you know what I'm saying, Brazil, you know, over in Australia. They're in other languages. But I play it because I know it's all Jesus music. They send me it. I listen to it. I say, oh, man, this is rocking. And I play it, and I told the Lord, I said, bless your DJs, God, because a lot of the DJs that's doing gospel that are Christians now, a lot of them used to be in the secular world. So I know sometimes with that transformation that they're doing, it's not easy. You know, sometimes it's not easy, I guess, you know, at times. And so what God has given me the heart for was the ear to listen and say, okay, this brother over here is really spinning it. You know what I'm saying? And then when I heard your music, I started playing it, and then I saw you had a mixtape. And I began to play the mixtape, and I got a lot of feedback off of that. The Kingdom Come, I do believe, is the name of it.
Right, and Kingdom Come mix.
Yes, that's it, the Kingdom Come mixtape. I played that one day last week, and I mean, I got a lot of feedback, and a lot of people left me messages, and they was like, sister, these DJ mixes that you have going on is really a blessing, you know, because a lot of people, they be down and out. You have a lot of people that are going through some stuff, and they seem to be down, and a lot of people's spirits are low. But then when you come on a show with a mix, I did that today. I played a brother in Kenya, from Kenya. I played one of his mixes. And, you know, when people hear that, it amps them up. You know, they forget about these problems, and they're like praising God, and they're getting into it. And one brother left a message one day, and he said, you know what, I felt like giving up. I felt like killing myself. And I thought, Jesus, you know, oh, wow. And he said, but I clicked on the show, and I hear these mixes and stuff that you be playing, and it really lighted up my life. And I was very encouraged by that. And I said, well, Lord, I thank you for giving me the heart to do that, because I know a lot of radio shows don't play DJs, other DJs' music. To me, as I think I told you before, when you left word that day about people out in Africa, you know, all over, send you the music, and, you know, you'll play it. And I thought that is a blessing. That's a blessing, because it's not about me saying, I can't play this DJ stuff, or I can't, because this is my show, and this, no, this is the platform that God has given me, and I thank him that not only me can be heard, but DJs can be heard. Gospel artists from other parts of the world singing in other languages can be heard. So I thank God for that, and I want to tell you right now, Terry, you are a blessing, you know, to me and this ministry more than you know. I am very encouraged by what I hear, and even by your testimony a few moments ago that you have shared, you know, it's something when you can find people that wasn't really raised up in a Christian home like me. I was raised up in a Christian home. My father's a preacher. I have a lot of pastors, bishops, and apostles and stuff. You know, in my family, I was raised up going to revivals, and my father preaching every day of the weekend, and I had to be made to go to church. And, you know, I didn't like going. I didn't want to go. I used to pray, brother, so bad. I used to say, God, why did you give me parents like them? How come my parents couldn't drink and party? I used to say crazy stuff like that. I'm serious. Because I couldn't stand going. People was talking about the Lord this and the Lord that, and you need to give your heart to Christ, and you got a calling on your life. And I would look at them like, yeah, okay. And looking at my dad, you know, speaking in tongues and jumping up in the kitchen and praying, and, you know, and every time I would party, you know, when I got of age, I would party and drink, you know, and I come back hot in a mug, man. I'm telling you, I come in, I'm blown and thinking I'm going to bed, and he'd be in that kitchen with that Bible open, and he'd say, hey, I want you to come in for a minute. And it was almost like he knew I was high, so he would sit me down and talk like an hour. And he'd be going in one ear and out the other. He'd be reading the scripture, and I'd be sitting there like, man, I don't like this. I don't know why I was born, you know, to this type of thing, and I don't know what they mean by callings on the life, but, you know, I'm not interested. I will get saved when I get old, like about 70, 80. This is what I said. But then when I hear testimonies of, you know, people like what you were saying, you wasn't raised in that, you know what I'm saying. But some point in your life, look what happened to you, though. You felt the move of God, the hand of God over your life, and it didn't take anybody to tell you, hey, you need this and you need that all the time. But you had a mind that you made up to go on, and you said you've been in the church. How long you been saved now, you said?
Well, let me kind of piggyback a little bit on what you just said. But see, my mother was a church-going woman. And
okay,
my dad did not like her going to church, and he used to kind of jump on her for that. So my mom was battling, dealing with him and trying to go to church. Now, we was always into the church. April 17, 1994, is when I gave, you know, I just gave up the lifestyle I was living in. I just basically say, you know what, God, it's time for me to live for you. So
yes.
it's been what, almost 20 years now?
Wow.
It's been almost 8 years ago, so yeah.
So, well, you know what, you was in it longer than I was. For real, I came in about 2003 or 4. It was one of those 2003 or 4. So when you was going on in God, I was still out there doing my thing. But then, you know, even with that, I've had friends that had that same problem, you know, where the mama went to church and the father didn't want it, or the father went and the wife didn't want that, you know.
Right.
And until today, a lot of them is still out there. You know, they ain't studying about God. They say they love him, but we ain't ready to serve. We selling drugs. We doing this and we doing that. But still yet, you had the mind at some point to say, okay, I'm going to go this way. You realize that Jesus' way was the way. And I thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have, even with that going on, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to be like my dad. You bump church. I ain't going on church. I ain't got to go. You know, but there was a calling, you know. And I really, in the word of God, where he stated that he never lost. He has not lost none of his own. He know who belongs to him. He know who's going to surrender. He know who's going to reject him. And he know who's going to be sold out. And, brother, don't it feel good that you can look back on your past and be like, through all the stuff that I did, God's mercy and grace was still upon me. And that, you know, when you said yes to him, that he forgave you from all sins. And look at where you at today. Back then, could you imagine you're doing what you're doing now?
You know what? I did not see it. I'm not going to even lie to you. I didn't. Where I'm at now, I just didn't see it. I didn't see it.
That's what I'll be saying to myself.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I really didn't.
Wow. So
but,
what would you say to those that are listening in right now that have callings on their life and they know it, but they're still saying, well, you know what, it's good about this Jesus music and this and that, but, you know, I'm going to keep on doing me. I'm going to keep on doing my thing. What would you say to them in a state of mind of people? Because I have a lot of friends that think like that. They feel like, well, sister, that's good for you, and you stay what you're doing because I like you better with what you're doing. But me, I had a brother tell me the other day, and I didn't know what else to do but pray for him. I said, you know what, it ain't no need for me saying nothing else. I'm just going to pray. But he told me he loved the way I'm living. He said, how you living? It's good for you. But see, I'm so bad that I can't, you know, it's too late for me, because he heard some bad news about himself. And, you know, and he felt like it's just over for him. He used to go to church. He said, but see, that was back then. I was in the church, but I did so bad that, you know, I it's too late for me. And I mean, the enemy was really talking to this brother, and I'm on the phone getting angry at the devil, like, you are a liar. You know, in the name of Jesus, you know, you're going to shut up talking to my brother like this, because he is a man of God, despite of what he did. He is healed. You know, he will do the work. I mean, I'm serving the devil. Notice. And I'm steady speaking to this brother, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you can just stop talking to me, because what you're saying, I said, is going in one ear and out of the other. I said, it doesn't matter what you did. I don't care if you was part of the mafia. I said, God's grace and mercy is upon you. You still alive today. And I said, and if you lift your hands up and tell him, Lord, forgive me. I am sorry for doing what I've been doing, but I'm surrendering myself now. I said, watch God move. He will heal your body. And I said, and not only that, he will turn every negative situation in your life around, and you're going to give God glory. I said, brother, I'm looking for the testimony. I said, don't talk to me about nothing else. I said, I'm looking for you to call and say, God has done something. I said, because I'm praying that God will show you himself, because he was so focused on that. I'm so bad. I've committed this and I've done that, and I've trained people to do bad and work for me and do, and I'm like, oh my God, he just kept talking. So I know it's a lot of people listening in now that may be going through that same thing, that feel like it's too late. I can't turn around. I think I'm just a bad person and I'm just doomed. What would you say, brother, knowing what you went through in your life and how you just, like you said, you didn't know how you was going to be today. But what would you say of encouragement to those that are listening in right now that are going through some trials and tribulations and they feel like it's the end of the road?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. And I wish you would have had me on the line or whatever with that guy you was talking about that was talking that way to you, because the Bible say, God said it's best for you not to know me than to know me and not do my will. I just felt that in my spirit. That's something I want to share with that brother. But I would encourage to all of our brothers and sisters all over the world that's scattered all over the world. I want to give this verse before I go any further. In 1 John 2:4, he that said, I know him and keep it not his commandment is a liar and the truth is not in him. I want to touch on that is because you have a whole lot of lip service that goes on in this world. And I know that the devil trying to distract with circumstances that goes on in our personal lives. And I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters to be of good cheer, for the same Jesus that overcome this world, we are overcomers because we believe in him. And we have to realize that we have a future. We have an inheritance. We have something to look forward to when this world is over with. And I think sometimes we get caught up in the nonsense that goes on in this world, you know, with cars, money, which is nothing wrong with having. But God
That's
wants
right.
us to start getting caught up in him, because the things which we see is just temporary. The things which we don't see is eternal.
That's right.
Realize that Jesus is our joy. And when you start thinking about what Jesus went through and how he suffered for you, that ought to be a joy every day that you wake up. That, you know, when you wake up in your right mind, when you wake up with life, health, and strength, these things are more important than all the riches and the glory of the world has to offer to you. And we have to start understanding, we got to start comforting one another with these things. We have something to look forward to, and we need to quit worrying about personal things that happen in our lives. We got a kingdom. We got riches waiting on us. And I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters. I'm gonna leave them with this coming out of 1 John 5:3. But this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Let's start doing what God tells us to do. And I guarantee you, if you start doing what God tells you to do, watch him work in your life. Watch him take care of you. He's taking care of us now.
That's right.
So I just want to leave that with my brothers and sisters. Just be encouraged. Stay positive. Do what God say to do. Follow everything that he say to do. And I guarantee you everything will work out well for you. And when you're going through something, just know it's just temporary. The things that which we go through is just to show what God can do. And that's how I face problems. Everything that you go through in this world, it's just to show what God can do. That's all you got to remember. So when you're going through something, remember, he won't put too much on you that you can't bear. So whatever you're going through, you can bear it and just keep it moving. That's all you got to do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right. That is right, brother. You are right. No matter what we go through, you know, I'm going through right now. But and
right.
I thought seriously, it had gotten so bad that my back was up against the wall. But then I had
right.
to think about this thing that we go through things sometimes for a reason, and then we go through too. If we never went through, how can we see the word of God being manifested?
That's
we
right.
would never know who God really is. We wouldn't know that he's a way maker. How can we know he's a way maker if we don't go through things? We got to go through to know that he will bring us out. And I'm going to tell you something. And what I'm going through right now, people probably will crack up. They'll probably be like, how are you still doing what you're doing right now and still smiling, grin, and just like there's nothing going on? I tell them, well, you don't know what's really going on in my mind. My mind have even been going through. But even in that mind area, I know that God will never fail me. You know, there's a song that people used to sing, he never failed me yet. I said, you know what, sometimes we got to watch out even what we sing. What do you mean he will never fail you yet? He ain't no yet, because he said in his word he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. So in
that's right.
that, he's never going to fail us. You know, he won't. So I noticed that even in my going through, God has been making a way somehow. Somehow he's been making a way, and I be looking month to month like, wow, I'm still doing this. This is still happening. Some kind of way has been made. It could have been worse. You know, this is what I'm thinking. The hand of God is moving. And in the end, he's being glorified. He's being glorified even now to say to the world that in your going through, God's hand is still moving. Somebody probably didn't catch that. But his hand is still moving. How can I say his hand is still moving? Because we're still here. We're still breathing. Somebody right now is laying on a bed with tubes and don't even know they're alive. They're somewhere in a coma.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we still yet are here, and we're going through things, but God is still yet keeping us. And I thank him for that. And you have a song, brother, that I've been playing like crazy. It's really been awesome. It's called It's Well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know what? That song right there, by being my good brother of mine, we call him BG, but his real name is, he got so many names. I'm just going to call him BG. He don't like me to give his name.
Well,
I don't know why. But, you know, that song, we just, you know, we just letting all the saints know that it's well about what we're going through, because it looks like in this day and time, it looks like we the underdog. It looks like we losing, and it seems like everybody is winning. But you remember when God told, I believe it was David, he said, don't be envy because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like a tree. And were we letting people know, just enjoy life, live life to the fullest, quit worrying and stressing and trying to compromise with the world, and just do what God has called you to do, and just know that it's well about whatever you're going through, you can deal with it. You can face
it. That's right.
And if God gives you grace to see tomorrow, then, hey, you know, live it up. Share with your brothers and sisters about God. You know, let's start letting the world know who we truly are in Christ, and quit hiding behind the walls and hiding in our nutshells. Let's start showing let's start shining for Christ.
That's
you know.
Right.
And so, you know, so that's the meaning of the song. Basically, it's just letting our brothers and sisters know it's well about whatever we go through and whatever we do for Christ, it's well. If they persecute
right.
you, it's well. If they talk about you, it's well. If they spit on you, it's well. If they don't like you because of your skin color, it's well.
That's right. Amen. That is
you
right.
Know, we gotta, yeah, and another thing, not to cut you off, but we just have to stop complaining and quit worrying about this world. This kingdom of this world is coming to an end. Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to destroy all this wickedness that's going on in this world.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to, so I'm going to leave it like that.
That's right. That is right, brother. I'm telling you. And then, well, we're going to play It's Well, and then we're going to play Confirmation, because that song right there is the one. I'm telling you, all of it is good. But I love the Confirmation. And
Amen.
Well, that really got a lot of feedback in those songs, I'm telling you. So what I'm going to do, brother, and then, you know, and then there's another one by, have you ever heard of Adam Hill? He got something called Dear Aspiring. And I'm telling you, with that song, that was something. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I never. I haven't heard of that.
Oh, my God. It's so deep. It's almost to what we were discussing and more. So what I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to play It's Well, and then I'm going to play Confirmation. And right after that, I'm going to go right into Adam Hill, because I want you to hear this, Dear Aspiring. I'm telling you, the world need to hear this one. When I heard it, I thought, wow, this is deep, you know. And then right after that, then I'm going to click you back on to have some final, you know, remarks before, you know, we continue on.
Hey, that's fine with me. Just, hey, I'll just sit here.
All right, then. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. And so, okay, y'all, so you heard Terry Price, and right now we're going to play It's Well, and then you're going to hear Confirmation, and right after Confirmation, we're going to go right away to Adam Hill in Dear Aspiring, because I think all of y'all, everybody, we all need to hear that. I want to hear it again. And then right after that, the next voice you will hear be our brother again, Terry Price. So we'll be back in a minute.
They asking who he is and what he be and how he live.
Yeah.
Is he real? I heard him talk about Jesus, homie, too. But I'll get it, the support ain't right in it.
Y'all know we here.
Might make me spit you out, this life, homie, too. Picking up off where I left off in the
I see you out there, son.
Me, all the G Chris, so
yeah. I ain't forgot about you in drill.
Yeah, I look through the marvelous eyes.
Yeah, coming.
So I hope that boy yeah.
What's up,
King?
Straight, try to play it. homies brain, get things, load off his money and fame. You exactly right, a living sacrifice, or you a die trying to save your own silly life. Pay attention, meditate in the back of the mind, from the beginning to the end, hey, you know no mind. Church Street, birth, BG, high, a nickel for time. Got the game on lock, something they can't deny. Hustle hard, be a force, a king's thought. Lord, we is lights, camera, action. Hey, you can't ignore it. You know it.
Amazing vision you ever witnessed. Yeah, we in the building. BG, I keep hearing fear.
don't get it. Stop, wait a minute, now is it thriller? Yeah, it's really the most amazing vision you ever witnessed. Yeah, we in the prison, bitchin' how deep he is fear. You know we don't get it.
Look at that, all these Facebook posts and tweets. I see all these aspiring Christian artists and producers putting their work, but ain't nobody paying them no mind, and they getting discouraged. Let me type a message to them real quick.
Or a producer that seeks admiring from the culture of people who do the same thing at the same time. Your music aims to proclaim change. I felt the type of message to you, and I hope that it's a blessing to you, maybe a lesson to you. I just want to encourage you to be faithful to your dream, like Martin Luther King, even though it seems like you're going nowhere in this grind. You've been reaching out, but nobody's trying to take the time to see who you are. You know you got bars, you know your beats bang just as hard as the stars. But since you're not Lecrae, not Tripp, not Dre, not Whit, not K-Drama, not Tony Stone, since you're not Tony Jones, and you're not even Premises, who's at least the genesis with the recognition? You don't get no listen. And then you read 12 reasons not to be a Christian rapper. The ministry that you're seeking after, so now you feel your dreams disappearing like the rapture. Allow me to intervene. Don't allow the demise of your inner dreams. Just take a dose of this acetaminophen as I keep typing this encouragement for you to read.
Alright, let me take a look at what I got so far. Alright, this should be straight. I like this. Want to hurry up and get this message out there to my brothers and sisters before they get discouraged to the point where they want to quit. But what can I say to them? What can I say to them?
Christian artist or producer that wants hiring. You gotta keep pressing on, man. You have the gift that we all need through your songs, and the fact that you wanna use your talents for God's glory, though it's about as rare as peace on the Maury Show. So I commend you for it. You have my applause. And did I mention that your choice is backed up by God? So I could care less if you're not Black Knight, Chopra, Rocka, Heroes, or Dirty Rights. Cause Matthew 13:23 explains some produce more crops, but their reward is the same. Souls will be saved, and lives will be changed when they hear your music bang. So get back up on that horse and keep working on your craft builder. Submit to Rapzilla. Submit to the South. Submit your music to the Yes Hour, Blessed Hour. Producers do announce that you've been making beats, and like Miami, you will only be making heat. Be humble when you speak, but confidence is key. And if you get rejected, just improve and believe that you can still achieve. And if you don't hear nothing else, then at least hear this, please. You only fail if you quit.
Alright, this message looks ready to go. Let me hit the send button real quick.
Wow. That is deep. I'm telling you, that's deep, y'all. That is deep. Let me click our brother back on. Brother, that was deep. I'm telling you. What did you think about that?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody else.
No, I was saying, what did that? That was deep right there. I never heard nothing like that. When I heard that, I was like, oh wow.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's true. I mean, I did secular music before I crossed over and started doing gospel full time. So that's why sometimes you might hear some secular music that I used to do. He was right on point. I mean, That's why the Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing. For any gospel artist out there that's grinding for Christ and you feel like the world doesn't want to pay attention to you, don't want to listen, you know, don't be discouraged. Keep it moving. Keep doing what you do. And just realize that the reward is going to be given unto you at the end when Christ comes back. So we got to keep doing it, and don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about the hype. Keep doing what you know to do, and Christ is going to be the one to reward you, not man.
That's right. That is right.
None.
That's right. Well, I'm telling you that, today has been a great program. I thank God, you know, even with all the songs that was not played today, I'm not worried about that because everybody knows that what's not heard today will be heard tomorrow, you know, and so on and so on. But this to me was very important, and I'm glad that I saw you online and that you were able to come in, and I'm glad that the order of the program went the way it was supposed to went. And I just thank God for your life. I'm looking forward to you coming back on and speaking to the people again. I want to set up a time. We'll get together on that where we can set up a day where you can be on with me maybe the whole time, and we just go back and forth just ministering and speaking the word of God over the people's life and playing music. You know, it'd be like you almost my co-host, but you won't be like right here with me where I'm at, but it'd be like your co-hosting there as well. I would love that. I think that's awesome, and I believe that God has a word that he has put in you, you know, for this hour as well. So I'm just so grateful. I just want to say I'm thanking God for your life once again, Terry Price, and your music will constantly be heard, and whatever you do, you know, in the music or anything else or other artists, we can also, you know, exchange the music, and I'm happy to play it on here too as well. So once again, I just want to say I thank you for calling in and being a part of this program on today.
Well, you know what? I thank you, Tanya. I appreciate you doing what you do. I might have said this to you once before. We out here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, we don't get a whole lot of love out here for some reason. Everybody just kind of separated out here.
Okay.
So I appreciate the love because you all the way in Detroit, right?
Yes, I'm in Detroit.
All right, well, I appreciate that, you know, you take your time, you know, give me the opportunity and a platform to talk to your audience. And I just hope that, you know, God continues to bless the hearers and the doers of his word and continue to bless and flourish your. I'm not going to even say continue to bless. I'm going to say you are blessed. So
amen.
You just keep doing what you're doing. In this day and time, we saints, we gotta come together, stick together, and fight these demonic forces that's going on out here. We gotta come together and fight them. We can't try to do it on our own. You know, we need Jesus to help us and give us strength. So I appreciate you, T. I appreciate you doing your thing, and thank you for the mixed lesson. And you know, you can just tell your audience they can just go to my website and you know, free download for everybody.
All right. Well, give them your website before you go off.
All right, then they can have free download of music at www.reverbnation.com/Terry Price and also soundcloud.com/Terry/Price. And you can go to my official website, www.theterrypriceshow.com, and free download for everybody. You don't have to worry about paying nothing. We just don't believe in selling Jesus. That's just my personal opinion. So, you know, y'all just keep it moving, and God bless you, and continue to support us.
All right, then. All right, then, brother. Well, God bless you, too, and I know we'll be getting together soon on setting a time, you know, again, for you to be back on the show.
All right, then. Thank you, Tanya.
All right. God bless.
Hey, God bless you.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard that was our brother Terry Price. We got him on the show today. We had him on the show, and we thank God for his life. And right now we're going to end it off in these last 4 minutes. The other artist's music that was not heard, we're going to hear it first thing in the morning. We're going to be on. It's going to be posted. Tune in, click on, and be a part of the program. So ending us off is going to be Winter. We want to give a shout-out to Winter on today, Winter, and also PD and Mr. Sam Jams. We thank God for their life as well. And Winter has a great song that he has out right now that is called Rain. That's the name of the song. It's called Rain. And we're going to play that song. We're going to play that song right now. And it's featuring Sam Jams and TD. So we're going to go to that song right now. And always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. We want to say God bless and we out.
Morning, this is not a movie. Morning, this is not a movie. Warning, 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 warning.
Winter, Sam Jam, PD, where you at now? Drop it.
So I love and listen, love and where we're leaving. On a faster lane, always, always win. A city on a hill, never heathen. We unstoppable, now we the rain. Now we the rain. Oh, now we the rain. Now we the rain. Ooh,
yo, check it. Yo, first of all, I'ma go down low. I broke ties with the word, and I've gone so low.
So low.
I'm killing my pride and my faith grows. I'm one with the word, and I pray the word knows that Jesus Christ is the H-O-G, the one whose grace is under S-O-C. Believe and get to be part of those that redeem. Get that Romans 5:17 or be part of the team. You're
so in love, listen, love, and where we're leaving. On a faster lane, always, always win. A city on a hill, never heathen. We unstoppable, now we the rain. Now we the rain. Oh, now we the rain. Now we the rain. We the rain.
Oh, yeah. Winter, you know what this is all about, right?
Stay jumping.
Will be there when the king comes to take us out of here.
So,